1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The judge in Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial will give the jury final instructions in a little over 2 hours. Then jurors will have to decide what happens next. ABC's Lindsay Tuckman is at the courthouse in Lower Manhattan with more.
The jury has several options today. They have the option of convicting Trump on all the counts, acquitting him of all of those counts, or delivering a mixed verdict in which he is found guilty of some charges, but not others. And the final option, of course, is a hung jury if they don't come to a decision in that in which the judge could declare a mistrial.
The president and vice president will be in Pennsylvania today. They will be announcing a new initiative for black voters. Investigators in Youngstown, Ohio, are still trying to figure out what blew the facade off a building, killing one person, leaving seven hurt. At this point, they have no idea what caused the explosion. In the Middle East, a series of strikes in the southern city of Rafah this morning as Israel continues its offensive. This is ABC News. Back in court again today, trying to get a new trial. Scott Peterson, convicted 20 years ago of killing his then-pregnant wife.
Much of the attempt by Scott Peterson and his attorneys from the LA Innocence Project relies on what unfolds in a Redwood City courtroom today. They want pieces of evidence tested or retested for DNA, and they claim those results will show under current DNA technology that Scott Peterson did not commit the murders. But prosecutors say Peterson was convicted and has tried over and over again to get off, but has been denied, and that the attempts need to stop. It'll be up to a judge today. Alex Stone, ABC News.
NBA playoffs. Timberwolves survive in the Western Conference Finals, beating Dallas, but Minnesota still trails in the series 3-1. And it turns out peanut butter may be good for babies. A new study from British researchers suggests that introducing smooth peanut butter to babies as young as 4 months old can cut down on the risk of peanut allergies by 70%. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Supporters of Donald Trump say they have enough signatures to force a recall election of Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. That's after their first attempt came up short. Petition circulators say they have more than 8,000 signatures from voters in the district where Voss was elected in 2022. Voss has 10 days to challenge the signatures. Federal transportation leaders say they're looking into adding more new passenger train service in Wisconsin. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says people in Wisconsin want to take the train.
There's no reason why Americans should settle for less in terms of our quality and reliability of passenger rail compared to any other country. That's what this is really about.
Buttigieg speaking with WYSN-TV's Up Front. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
A new look for the Packers defense. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers continue OTA practices. Defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley on what he thinks about his new safety, Xavier McKinney, signed in free agency.
No, it's funny you guys asked me about that. One, I'll just say it's been so nice to have X. what a pro. I mean, how hard he works, the communication, the way he is in the meeting rooms, the way he looks out for the younger guys.
NFL OTAs could be a thing of the past. The Players Union working on a proposal to eliminate voluntary spring practices and in return have players report earlier to training camp. Baseball, the Brewers with a 6-3 loss in extra innings to the Cubs at AmFam Field. Chicago scoring 5 runs in the 10th after a 1-1 tie in the 9th. Cubs manager Craig Counsell on snapping a 5-game losing streak.
That's why you keep fighting, and the ball talk it, ends up getting their closer out of the game, and then we put together a really good inning.
That's the Cubs' Craig Counsell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
All kinds of sunshine today. We'll get to 66 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northeast at 5-15. Tonight, clear, 42. Tomorrow, sunshine, 70. On Friday, partly cloudy with a high of 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Crude and Dom.
On a hump day that feels like a Tuesday edition of the Devil's Advocates radio show, Judge Juan Merchan will charge the jury. Dom will charge the mound. You better tune in.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6. This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number two of Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS, and of course, the Civic Media app. Joining us right now, a man that knows his way around Green Bay.
That he do.
Jason Jerry, founder of the Greater Green Bay Llama, which has been a huge success and popularity and all those kinds of things. I mean, I don't know how those are judged, I guess, by hits and things, and I don't know.
I'm not sure how you judge that either. Okay. Interactions.
Yes.
I think another way to judge that is just the community buzz.
Yeah, sure.
Are people talking about it? You know what I mean? Like, it's maybe not the most scientific, but a lot of people are talking about it. I mean, you really, when you started that, I mean, that was really got a lot of people engaged, and you allow comments back and forth, although you kind of had to temper that a little bit.
We do, and we temper it, and I think that's the main difference between the Llama as a Facebook group and a lot of the media stations' Facebook comments. You know, a lot of your Fox 11 and your BAY Press Gazette, the comment sections can tend to get a little out of control
with
trolls and partisanship.
Right.
And we try to temper that a little bit and keep it as, we try to keep it as nonpartisan as possible. The comments, obviously, you can't really regulate, but we at least we approach it from an anti-partisan point of view in terms of how we post the news and cover the news.
And it's a heck of a sounding board.
Yeah, that's really what it is. It's a community water cooler where people will get around and talk about the local things and local news, politics, and events and things like that in a way where we kind of keep them under. We don't control them, but we control the narrative a slight bit in that we want people to behave as though they're neighbors.
Yeah.
So that you're having this conversation. You're having it online, but you also could be having it face-to-face in person.
Absolutely.
We try.
And I think what you said, Jerry, and we're talking what's the official name? The Llama? Or is it called?
The Greater Green Bay Society of the Llama. Okay. But we just call it the Llama for short.
All right. And what you said a couple times in your last comment was it's local. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons Johnny and I took this job is because the owner of our company felt there was a void for local content, local information. And we're not critical of the Press Gazette, but they are owned by Gannett. You know?
Oh, yeah,
and you look at these TV stations, when you take the advertising and the weather, there's not a whole lot of time left, you know, and they don't just cover it like you do. And I think that to give people, it helps voting, obviously, and it just helps people get more engaged in their.
We really try to focus on the greater Green Bay area and the surrounding communities. You know, the TV stations, well, Press Gazette and like Ben Krumholtz does an amazing
phenomenal
job. He's fantastic, the best reporter in the market.
Yep.
They have to cover Appleton and Oshkosh and Marinette and
Sheboygan.
And, you know, they have to cover the entirety of Northeast Wisconsin, whereas we just focus on the greater Green Bay area.
And is that part of your, to join that group, that Facebook group?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the question? You have to live in in Greater Green Bay, or can anybody join?
Well, anybody can join, but we want to prove that they're a real person. So we try to have some interaction with them ahead of time, ask them a few questions that qualify them to get in. Like we ask, you know, who were one of the former Green Bay mayors.
Okay.
So we've got Genrich and Schmidt and Jaden, and then a fourth option that is not. And we automatically know who's a robot by if they choose that fourth option.
I see. Interesting. All right.
I like that.
And I just want to say that I want to get back to the buzz on that, because sometimes you'll just be talking to people, did you see this on the llama, this on the llama? And I think that speaks well for you that you went from 0 to 5,000 and not a real long period.
We've got about roughly 8,000
who
joined right now, but those are just the people who joined. You don't have to join to read it. So we see the analytics on that and know that every post gets probably 3 times the amount of actual people who have joined. Just reading. So there's a lot of lurkers out there, too. So all you lurkers need to join so that we can keep track of how many there actually are.
I will say this, though. And it can go in a lot of different directions, but when there's a serious topic, like with the superintendent here for the school.
Yes.
I mean, that was must read. I'm going to be honest with you, because some of those people were so well informed. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say any of their names, but you know some of them. And I mean, that was really good information people were giving. It's not just I'm going to biatch about this or that.
Right.
There were some really insightful comments on that. I thought
when
that was
the
important.
Llama first started, it was mainly made up by a lot of people who were really movers and shakers in the area. Mm-hmm. You know, those were the people who were on it first. And then it expanded to where now you've got all types of people. But we wanted to maintain that core group of people to where if anyone in the city had a question,
yeah,
that someone like a Brian Johnson was on the llama and could answer that question for
absolutely.
Them.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
A little disappointing, though, that even with our efforts and your efforts to drill down to local, we still had a tremendous amount of unopposed races. And when you look at that, and look, I'm just telling you something you already know, but that is not good, because it leads to a little bit of apathy, but it can lead to worse things, much, much worse things than that, where it's thinking like, wait a minute, I'm in control of this. I've run unopposed for 10 mm-hmm. years in a row, and they can get a little bit inflated on their importance because they haven't had any competition. And I just will tell you, 60 Minutes did a big story on this. I mean, it was a year ago, but it was really interesting on lack of local coverage and lack of honesty in local government. And it was pretty hard hitting.
You're right. It is disappointing to see how many local seats went unopposed. Not so much on city council. We had some good races on city council.
Not talking about the county board. 19 out of 26.
Yeah. County board. Absolutely.
For years and years and years.
If only we could get more, you know, people interested in county board. And I actually ran for county board very briefly. There was a situation where there was no one running, and I threw my name in the hat as a write-in and lost to another write-in. So at least there's that.
But Jerry, think about that. 200,000 people and nobody's running. I mean,
it's a shame. I don't know if they need to make it more lucrative for them. I don't know if they need to pay them more, because there's no money in county politics whatsoever.
Well, city either. I mean, they get paid the same as city council, and the city works, you know, much harder. Not much harder. They do work much harder because everything's the city. I was on the county board, and I did this mailing rapid response thing. You have any issues, just send it, fill out the card, mm-hmm. self-addressed, and send it back. And I got a stack of them back, and I think 3 were for the county. The rest of them I took to the city council guy. You know, I mean, I said, I'll help you with these, but I don't think people understand the county as much. I mean, they were started as their purpose really was an extension of the state for Health and Human Services.
Right.
And I don't think people understand, the airport. Well, what are you going to do is at the airport? The airport's kind of the airport, you know? So, but we have to make it more interesting, I guess.
Let me ask this, though. Do you think the fact that, you know, you can't really hide or be anonymous in politics anymore, no matter what level, anything like that, with the social media and everything like that,
right.
Do you think that scares some people off?
You know, it could. And I don't know if it's the llama that's scaring people off, but...
Well, I don't mean that.
I know what you're saying.
Just in general, everything is, you know...
It is. There's definitely a spotlight on you.
Yeah, that's the word I was looking
for. Got to be prepared to open yourself up to the people.
Absolutely.
Yeah? And it can get ugly. I mean, social media, it just can. And I think there's some people that, look, I'm not going to put... I mean, I personally never cared, but you don't want to put your family through it. You know what I mean?
Oh,
and
absolutely.
That, I think, is their bigger concern. And even people who were... I don't know what's the word I'm looking for. Neutral, or even like a guy like Senator Coles had some really bad social media. It's like, you know, I mean, guys, so that can be tough. I don't know if that's the deterrent. I don't think it's money, but I mean, some people have said, you know, they get $11,500, you know, but even if you bring it to $14,000, is that going to make a difference?
Probably not. I mean, most of the people who are getting into politics don't need it to support themselves anyway. So, but maybe we need some of those people in there who, you know, aren't completely rely, who would be, you know, needing a little bit of something. And we don't need more bank presidents and rich people on county board kind of a thing.
Right.
You know?
I agree.
What do you see as the biggest problems in Green Bay right now? Because obviously there were, you know, when we first came on the air here, we were bragging, hey, number one best place to live. And now it came out 12th or, yeah, or whatever. You see it on a ground roots level. What do you see as the biggest issues of Green Bay outside of tundra land and yada, yada, mm-hmm, you know, all that kind of stuff? When you're on the streets, you see it. What is it?
Well, it's kind of funny. As I'm sitting here waiting to come in, you just had some people without homes crossing, yeah, by before as you're talking, yeah, about Red Lobster. And I thought that dichotomy was interesting to see that. Yeah. That's something that, and you know, Jim's, you know, done so much in the community too. I think we need to do more for the homeless people in the city or unhoused.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I mean, yeah. We've talked about that, but, you know, there's an entity that should step up a little bit more because it's tough right now, Jerry. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. And I deal with these people pretty much every day. And these are real people. These are good people that just they want homeless in their rearview mirror, but yeah, they need some help to get out of it. And if what happened to them, Johnny and I were talking about this yesterday a little bit, actually this morning, if what happened to them could happen to us, I mean, a bad health, you know, something, oh, yeah, where you didn't have proper insurance, you thought you did, or... Some people, they miss it on their house.
Oh, I mean, if not for my wife, I'd be on the streets.
Well, when I was in real estate, one of the guys that I knew, there was a foreclosed house. We had to go in and clean it out and everything.
Yeah.
It was a guy I knew, yeah, but he was self-employed, didn't have great health insurance. Something happened with his wife. He lost his house.
Oh, yeah.
And he was a successful businessman. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know, a lot of people can say, well, he should have had the foresight to, well, okay, fine, that's all great to say. But the fact of the matter is, he's not some, you know, drug addict type person, right, who's homeless. And he lost his house.
Oh, yeah.
And he wants to get out of homelessness. I absolutely mean, he doesn't feel entitled. He just wants to get out. And I'm a little bit, when I first got into this a little bit more, the guy's house burned down. He didn't have insurance. I'm like, mm-hmm, you kind of look at that like, wow.
I know.
But like Johnny said, you know, it lapsed. I thought she did it. She thought I did it. And the other thing that happens is, you know, if you turn to alcohol, that's never, mm-hmm, good. And then usually if you lose your job and you turn to alcohol, pretty good chance your wife is going to leave you. And yeah, then what are you? Then you're on the street. And exactly, we can't have that. We got to get these people help before they get to that level.
I mean, and it's scary because Jim has had several people from the homeless shelter here. And we had this one guy who looks like he could have played linebacker in, sure, in the NFL. And he was talking about how afraid he was every night when he'd go to sleep on the streets, that he would sleep right by the police station, even though he knew he was going to get rousted then, at least, yeah, he felt safer being closer to a police station.
Isn't that,
and again,
sad?
This is a guy, yes, who you would this not is... want to tangle with, and he's talking about how afraid he, yeah, was out on the, yeah, street.
This is Green Bay, Wisconsin, number one city in the country to live. And we had a guy on last week, 2 weeks ago, that 8 months ago, which isn't that long ago, 8 months ago, was sleeping in a park, and he would sleep on the slide. I'm like, well, why did you sleep on the slide?
Up goes, on the landing.
Yeah, to stay away from, like, the critters.
Be safer.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean,
back to the overall thing of low-income housing in the city,
right,
too. We need more of that.
I go for walks. I live right here during the week, and I go for walks, and inevitably on a Sunday morning on Walnut Street and some of those alcoves, whatever you want to call it, there will be somebody sleeping, sure, in there. And a lot of times it's women by themselves. Yeah. And it's like, geez, Louise. I mean, not to... But it's like...
It's a lot like the old days walking down Broadway. It was, right, a tough walk.
In the old days. Man.
But the reason it's the way it is now is somebody stepped up and said, look, this is serious, and we need that, right? We need a, yeah, stronger... But anyway...
We guys had a quick break. Can you stick around?
I can.
Jason Jerry, Greater Green Bay Llama, our very special guest, Ben and Deanna Malcor coming up, Ben Crumrolls from Fox 11, and we're talking about the Dino Pitchka Memorial Softball Tournament. Back right after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
If you're grilling this weekend, be sure to have plenty of Village Hearth buns on hand. Fancy equipment and secret sauces are great, but once you've mastered the basics, it's all about the bun. Your perfectly grilled burgers and hot dogs deserve the best, And with several varieties to choose from, including unsliced old-fashioned, classic white or wheat, country potato, and mini sliders, the bakers of Village Hearth have the buns your family will love. Village Hearth buns, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
When you try Grandpa's barbecue, will it be sweet? No. Fiery hot, fruity, or honey flavored? We think not. Instead, Grandpa's barbecue is the true original flavor of barbecue. Without the hype, the additives, or the hoopla. Because this is a family recipe that's handed down by Grandpa himself. Grandpa's barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Our theme song?
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Todd. By the way, Todd, I see it's Melissa Etheridge's birthday today.
Yeah, you want me to rock some of that out? You got it.
Whose baby can you see has her hair?
Play the song so we recognize it.
I got razors and ribbon. And I love Melissa Etheridge. All right. Fine.
Who is that?
But I did play that song because there's a group of people right in there that are trying to take care of business in the community. So
we're trying. Jason Jerry, Greater Green Bay Llama, joining us. Jason, what are, you know, if you could have a soapbox, and we're talking about some of the problems in Green Bay, and you mentioned homelessness, and we talked about fentanyl. We had Sandra Rankin here who's really battling that and everything. If you had a soapbox, what would you like to just get out and say to people right now about our area?
What I would like to say about the area?
Yeah. What we could improve on, what we should be more proud of, what we should, all those kind of things.
We should be more proud of our downtown, and I don't think it's getting enough attention, to tell you the truth. Jim was always such a great proponent of talking about our downtown and things like that. But when I have the time to come down and just hang out down here, and it's rare that I have the time, but I used to get down here and just, you know, take photos, take videos of what was going on, put it on the Llama and things like that. And I was always surprised because I'm from Howard. I don't get down here all that much, but when I did, I loved the downtown area and what has been done with it. Perhaps a little more parking on the west side. We could use some more of that.
Yeah.
Especially around farmers market.
Less expensive tickets.
Yeah.
Right. That farmers market. What's your read on the public market?
On the public market? Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I haven't traveled a whole lot, so I haven't really seen these public markets in the other cities. Okay. I don't know how they work, but, I mean, it's certainly got to be good for the town.
Todd, you've got one in Oshkosh, don't you?
Not
really
like that.
Really not a public market. Okay. They have
Milwaukee's got one, right?
By the third ward. That's a great, and you got to get down there. That's a great public market, and I think this is, well, I don't think, I know this is what they're modeling that after, and we've been down there many times. You know, It went under when it first started, right? Okay. And then it got redone a little bit. But I think what's important to a public market, it's not the cheapest product, you know, at the public market. I mean, there's the fresh fish and high-end tea. And so you have to be surrounded with people that will support you when tourists aren't there, right? Or when people aren't making that effort. And that's really important that your neighborhood supports your business, if it's retail, right?
Sure.
And yeah, that concerns me a little bit because when you build, but Jerry, on the other hand, we just said that what we need is more affordable housing. So if it's surrounded by affordable housing, I'm just not sure the economics are there to make it all work. But I don't know everything.
They're going to be putting more housing in the shipyard area and things like that.
Right.
So hopefully the housing will follow.
Exactly. Yeah. So it can all work. And the one in Milwaukee, of course, has the third ward there that really is very, very supportive of the public market. Well, it's great.
I hope it works out.
What are we doing right?
What are you doing right? Well,
we.
Sorry, again, Howard.
Well, Howard, you guys got it going on in Howard. I mean, I love your Central Park that was donated by Arnie Schmidt.
Yep.
Gave part of it, and then the hardware guy. That's the other part. The indoor part is it Kemp's? Kemp's Hardware?
Kemp's.
Oh,
Kemp's.
That's big and
hard. Okay, yeah, that was the guy. Kemp's, he donated that, and then Arnie Schmidt. And then you're doing that whole AMS development. I mean, that's like 1,100 people.
Yeah.
1,100 units. So that's probably going to be 2,000 people.
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens with all that.
But anyway, but the community is doing pretty well, right? Even though we're number 12 in best places to live, that's not bad.
Oh, I would say so. I mean, they were number one. Was it 2 years in a row or just the 1 year? Just the 1 year. And to slip to 12, it's not that big of a deal, honestly.
You know what Jim's biggest concern is? And he really does say this all the time. Yeah. Brain drain. Young, talented,
successful people who just don't want to stay in their hometown?
Oh, it's tough. My daughter just graduated from UW-Madison.
Okay.
She's coming back because she's got a job lined up at Breakthrough.
Oh,
so, but, all right. You know, the thing is, she doesn't want to. She doesn't want. But she's got it all lined up, so now she kind of has to. But, you know, I definitely see that slipping away. Not me. I stayed here. I went to St. Norbert, and I stayed here my entire life. So.
Well, I will say one thing, though, too. The daughters or whomever that go to Madison,
mm-hmm.
Madison is the Mecca then, and coming back to Green Bay is not.
She had a lot rough of time with it. Yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
Madison, they got it going on.
My daughter would never leave Madison. No.
And I was down there for graduation, and I did not enjoy it in the slightest.
I hate driving around that town.
Oh, it's so bad.
I like the city if I'm not driving, but trying to find... that one drives me crazy. It just does. And the parking, trying to go to ball.
Well, the football games, that parking's crazy. I mean, it's more expensive there than it is here at Lambeau. I want to say that, and I'm wondering what it is, if it's we need more breakthrough fuels or we need more amenities. But yeah, I have three daughters, and... But none of them live here.
No.
And I don't know if it would be if, but they have jobs that aren't here either. I just want to say in their defense, or my defense, I guess, is that, but I'm not sure the amenities are there either. Because you could start getting a Nashville going, mm-hmm. or even Roanoke, or, New York is, you're just not going to compete with New York. But we can sure compete with them on rent.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's very, your money goes further here. I think that's a general statement.
That is a great statement. Your money definitely does go farther here. That is. A great thing to say about the city.
But that just concerns me because I think at the end of the day, you don't want to have a group of all seniors, right? Because you need to have people paying taxes and getting on boards and commissions and helping out the city. You think Lambeau, I mean, you've covered this for years. Well, you were 26, right, when you first started?
No, I first started out of St. Norbert. I went to Channel 2, and I was at Channel 2 for about a decade. I was the morning show producer with Kevin Rompa and Lisa Lucht for all that time. Then I hopped around like John did a little bit. I went from 2 to 11 to 26, and 26 is where I was with John for a brief time.
Yeah, right. Okay. Yep.
David Frank Hermans, when he introduced us at the Whammies the other night, says, John's worked at pretty much every station, just can't keep a job.
Yeah, if Channel 5 is listening, I'd like to hit for the cycle. So.
Yeah, actually, Channel 2 would be mine.
Oh, really?
Yes, yep.
And we got Ben coming on, so we got his Channel 11 will be mine.
Finest reporter in the city.
No
Absolutely,
question.
Hands down, now, I'll say that. Especially now that Natalie Albert has left, so.
Okay, now there's a drain.
Yeah.
If Natalie had a story on that front page, you read that story first before you did anything else.
Absolutely.
She was phenomenal. But how many times did I say, Jim, she's not going to last here.
Right.
Not going to stay here.
I have a daughter in publishing. And Natalie was, they know each other. And and when I told Laura, I said, hey, that Natalie Ebert is moving to Green Bay. She goes, she is not. I'm like, yeah, she is. She's moving in. She was here. Johnny and I interviewed her. And we're like, wow. I mean, to get your talent here. And she did talk about she likes the trails. She likes the area. But, you know, and then we came in here and she's leaving. So, yeah.
And that's the thing. You know, a lot of people, they have their complaints about the Press Gazette being owned by Gannett and they're a huge conglomerate, but they have some of the finest local reporters.
Absolutely.
They really do. It's
absolutely.
Good.
There's nothing against the actual people doing the writing.
Nope.
Not whatsoever.
But I wish she would have found another job here is what I'm saying.
Like
in the media or.
She made a difference. She was a difference maker.
Totally.
She
absolutely was.
But she was a difference maker.
Yep.
Yeah. No, she was.
Talent.
Well, Jason, we're going to wrap it up here, but this has been a lot of fun.
Yeah. We didn't even talk about wrestling.
I know. Well, you know what? Someday when Jim's not here, we'll get you in, and we'll talk wrestling, brother.
All right.
We will really talk wrestling.
Sounds good.
Okay. Right. Love it.
Thanks for what you're doing, Jason.
Thank you.
The information that we can get to the local people, I think, is different venues, and you do it through, you know, your llama, and Johnny and I try to do it through the radio, and there's podcasts out there, but people need to be informed if we're going to make this a better community. And, you know, you're a big part of that.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks for being here. We'll get you back again.
All right.
And I'm serious. We will talk wrestling.
Okay. Count on it.
All right. I got a super quick story. David Marinus, famous writer, you know, because I went to Walter Reed with him a few years back to bring gifts to the troops. Mm-hmm. And his good friend was Brett the Hitman Hart.
Oh, okay.
The nurses had to come in and tell people to calm down. These young wounded soldiers are going so crazy over Brett the Hitman Hart. It was amazing.
Yep.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Jason, Jerry, thank you so very much. Ben and Deanna Malcor will be joining us. Ben Kremhal's just down the road. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Some telltale signs consumers might be signaling enough when it comes to beef prices. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, says the cattle on feed report that was released on Friday shows there's still plenty of strength in the beef complex, but pay attention to what consumers are telling you at retail locations.
Well, cattle on feed numbers came in. Again, they just basically reconfirmed everything that we know, that we've got a very small herd out there in terms of supplies. Placements were back down again, another 6% year over year. That's just going to keep this cattle market extremely supported. It's still going to be volatile. I'm a little worried about the consumer in the longer run here, but right now it looks like the cattle market could get some money flow again and go back and challenge some newer price levels that we haven't seen for a few months.
John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. Just in case you haven't sold livestock lately, at the Equity Sales Barn locations, as of this weekend, beef steers were selling $1.73 to $1.87 a pound, Holstein steers $1.58 to $1.72 a pound, cull cows $1.16 to $1.30 per pound, and those beef cross calves up to $950 per animal. That's at the Equity Sales Barn just this past weekend. Sorting out fact from fiction. That's exactly where Wisconsin soybean checkoff dollars are being invested this growing season. Dr. Sean Conley, University Extension soybean specialist, says farmers are being approached with so many different products these days, it's important they get clear, correct information.
Because farmers are really getting bombarded with, you know, carbon farming, be able to improve soil health. But what does this really mean? It's kind of a big nebulous. So we're really trying to say these indices are ones that farmers can use and rely on, and they have a relationship with soybean yield. And we've identified some of those. But the cool thing is now we're wondering what management strategies help alter or change those. So can we actually improve our soil health metrics? And one thing that we found in this initial data set is that we've seen actually long-term, and by long-term, I mean a minimum of 5 years of cover cropping, actually improve some of our soil health metrics. So that's important and exciting for farmers.
Dr. Sean Conley, University Extension soybean researcher, taking Wisconsin soybean checkoff dollars to the field. Follow the story at wisoybean.org. Barrel cheese was unchanged yesterday at 198. 40-pound block cheese dropped 0.75 cents, 186 and a quarter. And AA butter down 12 cents to $3 and a quarter per pound. Redding continues this morning. December corn's down a penny, 484. November beans are down 4, 1206. July wheat's down 3 at 696. The June class 3 milk's unchanged at 1947. July milk up 7. 1969 a hundredweight, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average right now in overnight trade down 195 points. I'm PM Yankee.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
All kinds of sunshine today. We'll get to 66 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 42. Tomorrow, sunshine 70. On Friday, partly cloudy with a high of 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest. Mr. James Causey, one of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like to be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Special thanks to Jason Jerry, Greater Green Bay Llama, for joining us. And now Ben and Deanna Malcor, moving with the Malcor's Bay Area Realty. We had fun with your replacement last week.
Kristen, isn't she great?
She's the best.
She was great.
Yeah. What a niche
she's
industry.
Like, I want to come back. But, I want to come back.
Yes, but she's a firecracker.
Well, we were talking about that day, and we had three great, we have always great guests, but these are people who not only knew their product, they knew their industry. And those people, and even teaching, I tell these kids, if you're going to get into, especially, you know, manufacturing or something, know your industry.
Absolutely.
And besides your product, boy, did she ever, huh?
She was great.
So impressive.
She was super. She knew everything.
It was fun to listen to because not only is she, you know, extremely knowledgeable in her field, but her little giggle, like,
I
love it. I love it. Yeah. So we were sitting down in Florida just listening.
Oh, no kidding.
Like, oh my God, Kristen, I love hearing your laugh on the radio.
Oh, fantastic. No, she really brought some personality and some spunk. She was great.
Right. Yeah.
Not
yeah.
that
yeah.
you don't, believe me. Yeah.
She's got spunk.
Oh, she's got spunk.
Yeah, yeah. You're still talking about Kristen, right?
So did you do any in Florida? You were a little on vacation. Did you do any real estate looking down there? Is it still crazy or?
Yeah, you know what? They are a lot like us. They probably have a little bit more on the market. I think they've got a few months of inventory on the market.
All right.
Yeah. But yeah, it's a seller's market there too. And, you know, prices are, I mean, they put ours to shame for sure.
You know, I still get the emails from realtor.com or one of those things.
Sure.
And it's reading about one thing that that has evolved. And we talked a lot. We've mentioned about contingencies, all the different ones. And if you're going to get an inspection contingency or you do all these kind of things. And now it seems like, and I don't know if this was around here, but it talks about people say, okay, I need to have a contingency, okay, an inspection. But no matter what, I won't hold you guys liable to pay for it. You know, normally you go back and forth then about, hey, this roof needs some flashing, yada, yada, yada. So that's getting to be the in thing itself. Has that happened up here too?
Yeah. You know what? We just actually have an offer like that right now on one of our homes that we have. They wanted an inspection, which is great.
Well, I mean, just in case there's something.
But they had written in that they weren't going to be asking for any repairs or anything, but you know, that doesn't always happen. So when that inspection comes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the contracts are always subject to change.
Yep.
Right.
Provided both parties agree. And, you know, when you come to the table and it's whoever has the leverage, I guess, so to speak. So
I guess what I'm saying is you guys have had to be creative.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's a great place to start for sure to get your offer accepted.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And how about, I have a friend of mine who's not in this market selling a place and they're just taking bids and they're going to open them all up next Saturday or this Saturday, I guess. Did you do that? I just took them right away.
You know what? That didn't happen until probably 2021 when things got really crazy. Where you were getting, I mean, we would list a house. I mean, I think that house that we had in De Pere had close to 25 offers on it.
Oh,
I mean,
it was crazy.
It gets overwhelming. Yeah. So at that point, you had, because people would submit offers before they even saw it just to have the first offer. I mean, within an hour.
Wow.
And so you got to the point, I think all real estate agents are like, we're holding this for a few days.
Yeah.
Like we need people to get in here. We need, you know, we need some time. That's kind of where it started. Luckily, we're starting to see that kind of phase out.
Okay.
So, because buyers are sick of it. So,
yeah, it's buyer fatigue. They don't want to play anymore.
Yeah.
You know, they want.
Well, the frustration.
Oh,
yeah.
Exactly.
Well, and they hold their offers. So they'll go see a house, they'll love it. But if the offers aren't going to be reviewed until a week later, they wait until the day that they're going to review because they want to see if they find anything else in between there.
Got
so it really kind of shoots the seller in the foot sometimes.
Got it. So right now, with the way things are going, obviously inventory.
Mm-hmm.
Why aren't developers building more houses?
Yeah, I mean, they are.
Okay.
They are. Yeah. You know, the developers are out there. The majority of it is spec
right,
homes
right.
that are going up. But, you know, from the perspective of supply, you know, even since COVID, there is still some supply issues. There is, too, the cost of gas that's factored into a lot of these supplies as well. So,
even these spec homes, you're seeing them at a higher price point.
Expensive.
So they tend to sit
it's not easy to build a reasonably priced house right now.
No, it's not. No.
And that's the problem.
No, which a funny little, not funny, but a little side note is we were talking about what we were going to talk about today and we thought we'd bring up some real estate myths. And so I actually have 8 of them here and I'm like, how many do you think we're going to get through today?
Okay. What's that supposed to mean?
Jim and Todd would be crying. Come on. And so Ben's like, maybe 2. So I am going to say
For the next 7 minutes.
I know we could be talking about this.
So you're the host. Deanna Melchor is the host. Bay Area Realty. And Johnny
and I both have had our license.
Here's one of them.
Okay.
Should you get an inspection on a new build?
But I don't know.
Yes.
Well, I would say the only reason I don't think you can ever be too cautious, but if the inspectors from the city, plumbing, electrical, building, if they give you a stamp, we have really good inspectors here.
We do.
I don't know if they've all signed off on it.
It's a new build. I said yes. What do you say?
Yeah, okay. I would say yes, but I wouldn't. It's not real high on my list.
Can you just make it just definitive answer? That's all we're asking.
Isn't there a saying that
everything after the butt?
I'm like those game show hosts where they like talk about it a little bit. We don't want yes or no. We got to fill the time. You think out loud. But I'll say yes.
Yeah, Ben, do you want to give the answer?
The answer is yes. You should get a yes. Thank you very much. And the winning answer. Yeah, the longest inspection amendment, and just for those who are listening, after you enter into a contract with someone and you do the home inspection, to ask for repairs, you do an amendment. The longest inspection repair amendment I ever drafted was on a new construction. It was
really
two amendments long, Amendment A and Amendment B.
Wow. Yeah. Shoddy workmanship or subcontractors?
A bunch of different things. Yeah.
Paid off inspectors.
They had backfilled too early. You know, they're on a tight schedule too. Sure. And they've got to get all their subcontractors in. They've got to hit these deadlines. So it happens for a reason.
Right.
And that was just the start of a bunch of issues that were coming up. And they repaired all of them.
They did. Yeah. The builder stepped up and said, hey, I'll take care of all these things. And they did. But yeah, I mean, when we talk about new construction and what kind of new construction is going up, and we talk about the spec home market, and a lot of these there's hard deadlines. They want to keep things moving along.
I wanted to say on the inspector thing, the reason I brought that up is Jim Arts, who used to be the chief of police here, and his son and my daughter are married. So we're down in Nashville this weekend for the baptism, and their porch, 5 years old, their porch, they had to replace it. $30,000.
Wow.
And Jim said this would have, because I can't believe the inspector signed off on this construction. Because it was a new build.
But sure.
I know our inspectors wouldn't have signed off on that porch. Right. But anyway, so I guess to get inspected can't hurt. But yeah, can you believe that? 5 years, $30,000?
Unreal. Yeah. Well, it's actually surprising they had a deck on the back. You know, most new construction, it's pretty, they've got unfinished basements, no landscaping, deck. Sometimes they'll put that plate on to put a deck. Mm-hmm. But if you're not going to do it right, why do it?
Yeah.
Right. Wow. Just skip it.
Crazy. Okay, give us another.
Another one? Oh. Okay.
This is 2. We're 3-2. We're making our way.
Before break. Through.
What was the over-under, Todd? Yeah.
We're going to break pretty soon. So.
Okay. I'll give you kind of two right in a row.
Okay.
So these are mortgage related. So I was going to start with these because I figured we'd talk about Kristen a little bit.
Okay.
But do you need 20% down on your mortgage?
No.
That has always been kind of like the benchmark, but I think now, no.
Yeah. Yeah, you're spot on. They've got some great products. I think 3% down, it usually can get you into, a type of really good kind of conventional loan, depending on what lender you're using.
So lenders are getting a little bit more.
They are. They're getting savvy. Yeah.
You'll still have the private mortgage insurance that you have to pay until you have 20% or, 80% equity in your home. But, sometimes that's worth it.
Yeah.
But it's nice to get that 20%. Like you said, not just to save the insurance, but, you got equity.
Instantly.
But I think kids today should go to their, if your parents are kind of saving up for when they die, ask them for the money now. Say, look, I need it now. I want to buy a house, and it's going to be part of you. This is going to mean much more to me today than it will in 20 years.
It could change people's lives.
I wish we had that advice when we started.
Right?
How about you guys pay for your first one?
Oh, boy. I don't even remember.
85,
yeah,
maybe?
I think it was 85,000.
89.
What year?
In 95.
Oh, 95,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mine was 88 and 62,000.
Wow. Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
In Alloway.
Yeah. Ours was in like Schmidt Park area.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. They could have gotten more, but they sold for sale by owner.
They did. Damn FSBO.
Should have gone with Bay Area.
That's right. Okay. The other one is, if you are refused by one lender, does that mean you can't get a mortgage?
No.
No, you got to keep looking.
I mean, keep looking.
And, you know, I don't know why that is, but I would say for commercial for sure, but I mean, for housing as well. I mean, and there are some banks that they may be at a point where their focus, their strategy is to get more residential. Mm-hmm. Other people are like, we're done with this for a while. Yeah, and so it's not, don't take it personally.
Yeah, they all handle different products.
It's shocking kind of though when people do their credit things and you realize how many people have had problems, whether it was a foreclosure or a bankruptcy or whatever or whatever. I mean, there's... Mm-hmm.
But you know what? It happens to so many people.
That's what I mean.
Just don't let that stop you. Don't be embarrassed by it.
Right.
Just be honest with it. A lot of times if you talk to your agents too, especially if you were refused at one lender, we work with so many different lenders with different products. You know, if you've got a bad credit rating, we know where to send you.
Yeah.
You know, that would probably be your best hope in getting a mortgage. So just be open as much as you feel comfortable with.
And it's bizarre too, because I dealt with this lady getting their house sold. And I was dealing with the other agent, you know, for the buyer, and they were struggling on getting getting their loan. And it was through a company out of California, which is, you know, those kind of things.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the lady said, well, we don't think it's worth blah, blah, blah. I said, can I send you some comps? She says, what? I said, just some comps. Said, what's comps? I said, some other pictures of a house in the neighborhood. They're all built exactly the same. And what they went for? Oh, that's a good idea. And it's like, what? How do you do it in California with these small houses? It's like, what? Yeah. And I sent her three. I sat there and just went through, the MLS and found three of them. And it was like, and then boom, she got it.
Yeah.
If you don't dig a little bit, if you just take things at face value sometimes, it's like, I mean, you got to keep digging.
You do.
But I think you as realtors, and you said you get to know your clients and really get to understand them. But sometimes people get so in love with the house that they sign a crazy mortgage like that out of Michigan too, right? That was a big thing. And the interest rates are crazy. And it it's like you really got to say to them, you should pass on this. But, you know, they're so in love and they want to do it that they'll pay anything for the house.
You have to, and we kind of, like I think we mentioned before, especially if they're new buyers, first-time home buyers, they feel like our kids. So
do you really
want to make this payment every month?
Right.
You know, it's a lot. I know you can afford it, but what are you going to have to give up to have it?
Right. Totally, completely agree.
Well, and just tying in Kristen from the last show is, the importance of working with a local lender.
Right.
You know.
Well, another thing that's crazy, though, is property taxes in some areas.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man.
Yeah.
I mean,
I hated they weren't as high. Look, don't get me started. I pay plenty.
Did you guys do?
Not you guys.
Yeah. All right. Poor Jim has three eyes looking at him.
It was not me.
Wow. You got to text us. So, Jim, if we give money to our kids now, how do we cover assisted living at $6,000 a month later in life?
That's a good point.
Well, and 6,000 is cheap.
I was going to say, because those places.
My mom's was that 10 years ago.
Well, it sounds like by your question, your kids ain't getting any money. Because it's probably 7 or 8.
Yes.
I think it would have been a hard no from our parents, too.
Yeah. But you know, one of the things is, too, with the market the way it is right now, and Jim and I were talking about that, you guys are in a tough business. It's tough. You guys brokers and everything, but still a typical agent, they don't have that check coming in no matter what every week, every 2 weeks.
No.
Honestly, everybody thinks it's a lot easier than it is, don't they?
And we don't either. We're 100% commission like everybody else.
Okay.
So there's no guarantee. There's a lot of risk. When we start a job, it's maybe 45 days down the road
exactly
that we get paid. Yeah.
But on the other hand, though, you are established. You're well known. Yep. You're bricks and mortar. The problem with real estate and problem is some of your competitors don't have the same structure as you do. They don't have, you know what I mean? And they may sell one or two homes a year, yet that's a competitor. Whereas if you just compete with everybody who's like you, you'd win the game. Yeah. So anyway.
We are with Ben and Deanna Malcor. We'll be back with more. Moving with the Malcors, Bay Area Realty, right after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Where do grown-ups go in the water park capital of the world? Well, go to a water park. You'll find one nearly everywhere you go. Go relax in a cabana. Go golfing. Going for a nice dinner? Oh, go for the special. Go for the weekend. Heck, why not go for the whole week? Go to a show. Go shopping. Go tour a winery. Wow, we're really on the go. Say, I could go for a beer. Need a day at the spa? Go for it. Wisconsin Dells, it's go time. Plan your grown-up getaway at wisdells.com.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
Mother has two eyes shut, then she sends the kids to school, sees them off with a small kiss.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here on a good-looking Wednesday morning with Ben and Deanna Malcor, movie with the Malcors, Bay Area Realty. Do you have any more myths?
Yes. I do.
Okay, here's another one.
Hit us with another one.
All right, are you
John
guys ready?
Mino is a good realtor. I mean, it's
a myth. Hey, I still have people I work for asking for lock boxes back.
John, you still got my sign?
I'll be honest with you.
I think they're in my car.
Yeah. I know. We have a lot of lock boxes and signs from all sorts of agencies around town.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's funny. That happens. So, all right. One myth is, and you tell me if it's true. Well, obviously it's not because it's a myth.
Come on.
But
yeah.
Price your home high to leave room for negotiations. In this market.
I would say yes. No, I would say yes because I don't want to leave money on the table.
Yeah.
Because there used to be two. Okay, I would say yes too. But there used to be two ways of looking before things turned upside down. There were some people, I know this for a fact, they would tell their clients that I'm going to get you four offers guaranteed, and they would lowball to make them look better. Like, oh, look at, aren't I a great? Tell your friends I get you four offers. Well, she probably got her the offer that should have started that.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and she wasted everybody's time. I think that's unethical.
Yeah,
personally.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of things that kind of happen with that, but do you want to answer this?
Yeah.
I would not price it high and leave room for negotiation.
No. Okay.
You should price it appropriately, which would in turn drive price up or purchase price in entertaining multiple offers.
But it's got to be tough getting comps now, isn't it? Because things have changed so much in a year and a half.
You have to have a shorter time span. So when you're pulling your comps, it's got to be for like the last
That's
6 months.
That's exactly what I mean. Yeah. It can't be from 2 years
last
ago or something.
Eight, right.
It's changing all the time. But
exactly what I meant.
Sellers have to remember that their list price is just to attract buyers.
Right.
So that price either attracts them or keeps them away from your house.
Right.
And so the more buyers that you have come to your house and write on your offer or write on your home, the more competition you have driving up the price.
Absolutely.
You don't need room for negotiations if you price it right.
All right. And I think
we're talking to some pros here.
We are. I was just going to say that because during the break we were talking about, you know, I think everyone does know a realtor, but you know, when you look at Ben and Deanna, you're seasoned really. This is what you do. This is your life.
It's not part time.
Yeah. It's you've built the business. And I would say that in this case, I would listen to my realtor if it were you. You know, but some guy that does this part time or my brother's brother or my sister's brother-in-law or something, whatever, I'm not going to, then I would price it myself. But I agree with you because you guys know, I mean, you've done the study, you're in the industry.
Yep.
Well, you have to stay so on top of it right now.
Oh man.
Oh, you do.
It's like unbelievable.
Yeah. And we always lead with a caveat. It is your home to sell. So
we can give you
what the market is saying, but if you have a price in mind, we'll market it. We'll do our best to get you that price, but it almost always just kind of sits. And in this market, if it sits for 7 days and you don't have an offer in hand, people are wondering what's wrong.
Yeah. Well, and we were talking earlier too about writing contracts.
Yeah.
You know, and how nerve-wracking, you know, that can be. That also comes with, and just tying that into, you know, positioning yourself with a realtor who does it on a daily basis.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is your nest egg. This is your nest egg. Right. Trust it with somebody who is, you know, lives, eats, and breathes real estate, right. You know.
I remember one time it was on a thing going back, amendment going back on a thing on their offer or whatever. And the next morning I read it and it's like, do I have this one word wrong? Does this give it a wrong connotation?
Yeah.
And I had to go to my broker and he goes, well, you know, a judge, he has to say the intent is and you weren't trying to scam anybody or whatever. But I was I couldn't sleep thinking, oh my God, that's the wrong word to use it like that.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff.
Sleepless nights over one word.
It was going to be $6,000 difference. Either I was going to have to tell my guy $6,000 for the good or the bad.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? I think we have cracked the code on like how to be able to talk everything that we want to talk about during the radio show.
We just
throw the topics and we let them talk.
Todd, give her the bell.
She's writing it out. She's writing it out.
I think we figured it out. Yep. This is how we're going to do it from this point forward. We're just going to bring you guys questions.
They strategized on how to be on our show, John.
Do you have one more? Do you have any more?
Oh, I have a couple more. We're not done with it.
I like these.
Okay, one more. Real estate agents, their only goal is to sell your house fast.
No.
Well, some.
Probably.
You got to admit, some of these guys, come on, John, we both.
Yeah, but you don't want to take the first offer just to say we sold it in a day.
I think there are a handful of realtors, and obviously not Bay Area, but that are in it strictly for the money.
Well, I know.
You guys aren't. You're in there for long term. Your referrals, people sell their house every, 7 years or something?
Yep.
You want to sell their kids' house and their parents' house. And
we want to be there for the
lifetime.
But
I think there are some realtors that are like, I can make
$3,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But you know what? They really, we all should have the same kind of philosophy. And we have a part of our presentation is that not only do we want to sell your home quick, we want to sell it for the least amount of hassle for our clients, because there's a lot of hassle. There's between negotiations and repairs. And a lot of it, when you're working with an agent, a lot of it you don't even know happens, because we know, take a deep breath, wait 24 hours, it'll probably work itself out, and then we talk to our clients.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it does. It works itself out. You know, we just keep moving forward. So, and then, of course, we want our clients to walk away with as much equity as possible.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And they're going to, you know, your business, you can run all the ads you want, but it's a referral business.
Oh, it is.
No question.
It is. You know, you treat people right, and
both the buyer and the seller.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's really important that they both walk away happy, and that's not always easy, you know. That's because you guys are young, you're going to be around for a long time. I think
I like that.
Oh, yes,
I know something I had to mention to you too about because my daughter, selling her house, and we talked about those letters that some people, and I said, stay away from those, right?
Yeah,
when people are like, oh, I love your house, my daughter wants this room, and blah blah blah.
They're heart wrenching,
especially
if you know you're going to say no,
but I suggest stay away.
You know what? Yes and no. I mean, it's one of those things that there are buyers that, you know, a lot of times they have a great story and they've fallen in love with that house.
Right.
You know, now you don't see them as often now, so they do stick out a little bit more. But, you know, back in 2021, when those really took off was when there was 25 offers per house and the sellers had to try to, you know, read
separate
through.
Separate them, yeah.
Yeah, and they're all amazing. They're all a good story.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they finally just said, stop sending them. We're not going to show them to the seller.
Yeah.
I've written them, but the house wasn't even on the market. I just I love your house. I was through there one time, and I just, you know, and really, people are super nice about that. They're right back. Look,
I know.
We love our house too. We have no intentions of moving.
Okay, we're running out of time. But are some of those kind of scams
the letters?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe like Jim did, where they're not on the market.
Where they're just trying to get a listing.
AI.
Yeah.
AI, write me a letter.
That's right.
Ben and Deanna Malcor, Moving with the Malcors, Bay Area Realty. If you're looking to buy or sell, give them a call. They will not steer you wrong. You guys are so authentic, and you guys are so knowledgeable and so personable. You guys are phenomenal.
This is why we like starting our morning with you.
All right.
Yes. Love having you guys here. All right. We got to set our break. Ben Krumholtz from Fox 11 News joining us right after this. Our house, it has a
crowd. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Earl and Ingram.
On the next show, we'll get organized with Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.